opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to What Do You Want Instead? Conversations with host Suze Casey and the creator of Belief Repatterning. In the next hour, Suze and her guests explore significant, catalytic, and life-changing questions and invite you to be part of the conversation. Claim who you are and what you want in your life. Here's your host, Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome to What Do You Want Instead? Our topic this morning is lighten up, and what better time to do that than spring, when here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're just getting longer and longer days. My guest today is Brenda Holden. Welcome, Brenda.
Hi, Suze.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Good. Brenda is speaking with us from Invermere, B.C., which is in the interior of British Columbia in Canada, and I'm on the other side of the mountains in Calgary, sort of looking out over the mountains, knowing that she's somewhere over there. Welcome to the show, and welcome to the topic of lighten up. So, Bren,
yeah,
we've known each other for a little while.
Yeah.
What are we up to now, 4 or 5 years?
Something like that. It was an interesting, that was one of those interesting experiences. Susan and I have a mutual friend who has a gift of bringing wonderful and making connections and bringing wonderful people into my life, and thanks for that. She was telling me one day about Susan, the work Suze was doing, and I'm a kinesthetic decision maker, and this energy surge went through my body, and it was like, I really have to pay attention to this. Not only do I have to pay attention, I have to do something about it, like right now. And I think within minutes of her leaving the store, I was on the phone to Susan. There was no phone tag or anything else. We just got connected, and it's been a wonderful journey since then, watching belief repatterning as it develops and the changes that in 5 years have come to both our lives, I think.
You know, that's been quite the process of lightening up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what in the next hour, we're encouraging listeners to call in. We'll be focusing on lightening up in all kinds of ways, whether that be physically lightening up. It's the time of year where oftentimes people are thinking about wanting to lighten up their physical being a bit, if it's interest of lightening up emotionally, spiritually, physically, lightening up maybe at your work, lightening up in your relationships, lightening up in your home with your family, those kinds of things. That expression is used all over the place. You know, would you just lighten up? We're going to be using it in a little bit kinder way.
I think that the interesting thing about that is as soon as you start to lighten up in one place, you're starting to lighten up everywhere.
And isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
When people are in a stuck place, I often will just say, you know, do something that raises your vibration somehow. That, you know, pet your cat, go for a walk, make a cup of tea, phone a friend that you know, anything that's going to raise you up a little bit, because then when you're in that place, you can see a little bit further.
Yeah, and it doesn't, and the interesting thing I've found is that it really doesn't matter what you do. Just find out one or two things that work for you, and you can literally lighten up or shift in 30 seconds once you know what those things are. And you can reach for them before you go to a place maybe you would otherwise choose not to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things that we're going to talk about today is some practical ideas for lightening up. I mean, we all know it works. We all know it's a good thing. But, you know, when you're heading into the spiral, sometimes it's hard to remember. It's like that saying, you know, when you're draining the swamp and you're up to your butt in alligators, it's hard to remember the objective of draining the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sometimes challenging, you know, when you're in that victim place or the poor me place or the stuck place to think of anything, you know, what do you like? Nothing. What makes you happy? Nothing. And so we'll talk about some practical strategies and things that you can do. I just want to let our listeners know that the line to call in on is 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. And Ryan or Ruben will answer your call and put you on hold and let you know when we've got a chance to talk to you. We're looking forward to having this be a real interactive program. So a little bit about you, Brenda, so that people know who you are and how to get a hold of you if they're interested. You are a Reiki teaching master.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been helping people energetically lighten up. How long have you been doing that?
Ooh, 10 years.
Okay. And have added in Yoshia with that.
And that's a body work that is hands-on work and with clothes on. And it's basically a reflexology treatment of your spine that takes someone to a really, really deep level of relaxation and then lets the energy fulfill whatever their intention is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so working with intention and helping people lighten up that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're also an Eken Wellness Consultant, which is one of the connections that you and I have. We both work with that company that really helps people get balance in their lives. And the lighten up focus really came out of that, didn't it, for us?
Very, very much. And it was an interesting process because I think it came from the Eken Body Balance program and them suggesting that here was a weight loss system for people that was a little different than a diet. And we all got looking at that, and the first thing, those of us, was like, realize that we really didn't see people as physical anymore in terms of what their bodies looked like, that we just saw them as people and accepted them as they were, and how could we work with that, and society's things around weight loss. Okay. And I think that was when you suggested that, oh, I know what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm going to vote for that. And the concept of doing lighten up support circles
was born.
Was born.
Well, and isn't it interesting? Because whenever you get one of those flashes of inspirational ideas, which is exactly what happened that day, Brenda and I were both sitting in this, you know, product launch of this. It's an exciting product. If you want to know more about it, it's all natural and it works on things like thermogenics, raising the body temperature slightly, cleansing the body, and it is a program as opposed to a diet. And we both looked at each other and went, wow, this is great. This is the support we've been looking for physically to help us with some of our goals, because both of us have had, let's just say, an ongoing challenge around physical, which is, you know, pretty common in our society with the way that our lifestyles are and fast food and, you know, those kinds of things. It's a pretty common obesity. It's like, I don't know, 50% or 60%. It's huge, huge amount of people. And I, you know, vote myself in there, although I'm fit and active and healthy, carrying too much weight and wanted to lighten up physically. And I think you were, you know, in the same kind of place.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the belief repatterning work gave us a way to approach it a little differently and say, you know, what are the things that are resistance in our life that are in their own way supporting us choosing to carry more physical weight around than maybe we need to.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
That's how I looked about letting go of it, was that it was finding what I needed to let go of so I didn't have to carry this anymore.
Uh-huh. And it's very interesting because the body does hold emotion in the fat, in the excess weight. There is
mm-hmm.
emotion held in that. And as we release, that stuff can come up and just slap you from behind and catch you totally unaware.
Yeah, the first week on the program, it was really interesting, the emotional things that went through. And there, I was very grateful for the patience of the people around me, because you had no idea what was coming up, and just emotionally you were just in a place that was very unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. So any of our listeners who have found themselves in that place, do consider giving a call in. You can stay as anonymous as you'd like. Our listener line is 866-472-5792. It is a toll-free call. Give Brenda and I a shout and let us walk you through a process, or share your success stories about your lightening up. I want to talk a little bit, Brenda, before we go to our first break, about the concept of how that emotion comes up and what we can do about it. Now, you know, you and I both share the technique of belief repatterning. You've studied it. You use it in your life. How do you find that you can use that when those kind of unexpected things pop up?
I find that the first way I use it is just to acknowledge that that's where I am, and to make people around me particularly aware of that that's where I am.
Now, when you say acknowledge, that's like in a just, I'm here. There's no judgment attached to it. There's no juice on it. It's just
like, oh, isn't this interesting that, I don't know, can I use the B word?
Yeah.
That when that, in my case, what came out was, I'll use an I word instead, I'll say pretty major irritability.
Yes, but it starts with a B.
It starts with a B, yeah.
It ends with something that's like itchy.
Yeah, very much. And
that's not who you are. I mean, you really are a joyful, delightful being of light, and that's not your nature.
So for me, what it was saying, I'm in this really interesting, irritable place. And to the people around me, that it really has nothing to do with you. It probably has everything to do with me choosing to lighten up.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, the first thing that happens is I go to the opposite side of light.
Uh-huh.
In one way, which was that irritability. And just by acknowledging that and telling people that that's where I was, it wasn't an excuse, but it almost said, okay, this has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And when they knew it had nothing to do with them, then it made the whole process a little more tolerable.
Well, and
easier.
Yeah, you allowed it to lighten up. I mean, when we acknowledge where we are and we let the people around us who we care about know, and not in a whiny, snivelly, I am a victim place, but it's just like, you know, I'm sitting in this place, I don't really understand it, but please know, it's not about you.
Yeah.
Then it allows the energy between the two of you to stay light, and they can then be supportive and caring instead of wondering what the heck they did and spiraling down with you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was really important to do that with the week it happened was a week I was training someone at work. So it was even more important that I lighten up and acknowledge it.
Well, because you were working with somebody new. Well, I'm going to encourage our guests to jot down some places in their life that they'd like to lighten up and give us a call after this break. My guest is Brenda Holden, and you're listening to What Do You Want Instead on Health Voice America. We'll be right back after this break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. One-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars, and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483, beliefrepattering.com, assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs, beliefrepattering.com.
When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get power healing with Dr. Shah. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shah will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will quickly learn and appreciate how power healing is a perfect alternative to hospitals and expensive drugs. Take a step beyond modern medicine every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with Dr. Shah on Power Healing, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead with Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
Welcome back, and I hope during that short break you had a chance to sort of jot down some of the areas of your life that you'd like to lighten up. In this section here, we're going to focus specifically on physical weight release. We touched on it a bit in the first segment. My guest is Brenda Holden, and truly a woman who helps people lighten up. She has a delightful store called All Things Beautiful in Invermere, BC, and you just walk in the door and you have a better day. So we're really glad to have Brenda here, and invite anyone who's interested in calling in to do so. The number, once again, in case you missed it, is 866 472 5792, and we're here until just before the top of the hour talking about ways of lightening up and giving you some practical solutions for that. So, Brenda, you and I talked about a little bit at the beginning of this program about the lighten up circles that were started, and it was a different focus than a weight loss support group. That was not the focus at all. It was very much more for me anyway when I got the idea. We talked about this in a flash of inspiration. I thought in order for me to stay on track, I need, you know, sort of my cheering gallery, my wild fan club, my people who care, who will help me celebrate those moments of victory. Because when you start something new, it can be a bit slow and you don't see a lot of progress at first.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing is that having people who their reasons for doing it might be totally different for yours, their ways of doing it might be totally different than yours, but they're all holding that same picture of physically lightening up and choosing to see the positive sides of that. And for me, the circle is all about celebrating successes. And when you share those successes and you're doing it in a circle format, someone in that circle always has exactly the right thing you need to hear at that moment. And so it's been real interesting working with the group of people that fluctuates in and out of our circle and hearing their tidbits and their successes. And everyone goes away feeling that They're taking the next step, that they've lightened up just by being there.
Well, and I was going to say, even those people who have been who aren't in the circle at that time, their energy is still there. And so just the power of the circle to help, you know, people, whether they be there or not be there physically, is something that's been documented and is quite an interesting phenomena.
Yeah, so that's probably a whole show in itself.
Isn't that the truth? Anyway, at this point, what I want to talk about is a couple of practical things, you know, because one of the things that we made the decision about our support, lighten up support circle, was that it wasn't going to be about, you know, recipes for grapefruit, 73 different recipes for grapefruit. I mean, there's tons of books and tons of things out there about that. We were looking for practical things that would be visible evidence of a changing belief system, of a change in way of looking at things. And so rather than approaching it as weight loss, we approached it as, you know, balancing our bodies, getting into a different place, getting into some different routines or habitual habits. And again, I don't mean things like, you know, putting celery sticks in a glass of water in the refrigerator. We've all heard those, and we all know we, quote unquote, should do those kinds of things. But this was much more at a deeper or a spiritual level that we chose to approach. So I know that your group was kind of interesting, the first one that you held, although you clearly advertised it as lightening up physically, the folks that arrived on the doorstep had all kinds of different agendas, didn't they?
Well, the interesting thing was that what happened is people read lighten up, saw my name, which kind of astounded me and took me to a place of, oh, isn't that interesting? I've got that much credibility with these people. And thought that they were coming to lighten up energetically. And when they got there, were really surprised. They had not read, and it was very clear in all the emails and all the written material that the focus was physical. And they all got there and identified things that they wanted to lighten up on that were emotional or spiritual, that, gee whiz, you know, if I did that, my physical container would lighten up too.
So what were some of those things that came forward? Because I encourage listeners to jot down some things and maybe keep that pen handy as Brenda's going through the list of, you know, maybe four or five of the things that came up that were ones that were kind of surprising for you or ones you didn't expect.
I think the most expected one was the protection. The carrying burdens. The ones that weren't particularly expected were issues around quitting. People kind of not wanting to accept themselves the way they were, or using weight to push people away. So if you can't accept me the way I am, I'll put on more weight to see if you'll accept me then. And it was really kind of a wicked dance that you could hear these people describe. And because I don't like to go into those sorts of dances with people, it's hard to say, you know, this is exactly what someone said. But the notes that I made were around using weight to push people away, and that being an attempt to have them be accepted as they are. And I think that's what we're all looking for, is a sense of loving, belonging, and connection to us.
I'm wanting to be loved just the way you are, not
exactly
because you've got this fabulously gorgeous physical body. And
yeah.
I think especially that, you know, and I don't know, I was going to say, I think it's especially true for women who've grown up in the North American vision of beauty over the last, you know, thank you, Twiggy, and since then. But I don't know that that's true. I think that it's also true for men. I don't think that's a gender-specific thing. Now, one of the things that I heard you say, I'm just going to gently call you on it if I may, was that you were surprised by the credibility that these people placed in you.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to lighten up on yourself on that one a little bit.
Well, I had to go through that process because it was really interesting to recognize and accept about yourself that here were three people, one of whom came from quite a long distance, who basically came because I was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a supreme compliment. And I would have thought that they would have chosen to come because they were interested in doing this or doing this or doing this. And so to realize that they'd come through the door and had that kind of trust, I mean, that kind of trust is really an incredible gift. People place that in me all the time, and it brings this sense of wonder and a sense of light to me.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say to listeners. You know, when people compliment us, or people, you know, place their trust in us, or people look up to us, we often brush it off and push it away, which results in both of us going down and neither of us lightening up. And really the appropriate thing is, you know, to say is like, thank you, or wow, that's a really cool, you know, reflection. I appreciate that comment, or that's, I've never seen myself that way. Thank you. You've given me something to think about, or any of those kinds of things, which honors them, lets them stay in that light place and honors ourselves. And yet our habitual behavior, and I think it comes back to the non-acceptance itself you were talking about, our habitual behavior so often is to just go, oh, pshaw, you know, brush it off. Not me. Somebody, that must be somebody else who dresses like me. Or,
well, it in itself was just kind of a real lesson in saying, wow, this is a little overwhelming, but this is really kind of wonderful, and I'm grateful that I've come to a place that I'm open enough and trusting enough that people can open and trust in me.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna suggest this as one of the practical things that you can do in order to lighten up. Physically, is begin to look for the things that you really appreciate and admire in others and tell them. And tell them in a way that they are able to hear it. And if they're pushing it away, insist that they hear you in a kind and gentle way. I remember the first time that I arrived at the store, at your store, Brenda, and I saw on the board outside, you know, I think it was founder or developer of Belief Repatterning, a new modality for healing. And I looked at it with my name, and I went, is that what I do? And I came in, and I mentioned it to you, and you went, yes. And I went, you know, I was just doing what I was doing. And I think most of us get busy doing what we're doing, and to have the acknowledgement from someone else really helps. And what I find is when I'm in a down place, if I start acknowledging the gifts in others, it raises me up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a couple
of that's one of the things, too, that in this lightening up process, and again, it's just what we see around us all the time, it's really difficult for us to acknowledge ourselves and pat ourselves on the back. And it's really difficult sometimes to say, you know, this process is all about me, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to, you know, suggest that we change the energy around that. And I know that's what you help people do as well in your practices. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be difficult. Just because it has been difficult in the past, it was because you didn't focus on how to do it. And just like anything, I mean, when you were 14, you thought it was difficult to drive a car. Now you just jump in and do it every day.
Yeah.
You know, when you were in your early 20s, you thought it was difficult to, you know, own your own home, and now you just do. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things that with practice and over time, you know, when the baby is born, you go, oh, my gosh, it's going to be difficult to be a parent. And then the next thing you know, they're, as a good friend of mine is having today, they're graduating from high school, just like that, you know. And I'm not saying it's parenting always, you know, gets, but I think it does get easier as you go along because you've got some concept about it. Same thing with learning to acknowledge and accept yourself. And, you know, all of the people, I've had hundreds of people through my practice, and I've yet to see one develop conceit or egotism.
Oh, no.
Everyone's afraid that by acknowledging and learning to accept themselves and love themselves, they're going to get conceited, pig-headed, and not be nice to others. And I find the exact opposite. Do you find that in your practice, Brenda?
I do, and the other thing I find is that as you learn to acknowledge yourself, you can have fun with it, mm-hmm. and you can laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can laugh at that state of be with the itchy on the end of it,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that if you're not celebrating yourself and acknowledging yourself and knowing those, it's pretty hard to do when you're feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not practicing being light with yourself and having fun with yourself and accepting and celebrating the small little things that you accomplish every day, then in the times when it's tough, you don't have that to reach for.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back after our break that's just coming up here soon, we're going to talk about some specifics that you can do to help have some things to reach for when the going gets tough and to help yourself lighten up. My guest is Brenda Holden, amazing light person, good friend, and purveyor at All Things Beautiful in Invermere, B.C. I'm Suze Casey. You're listening to What Do You Want Instead? And we'll be right back after this break.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. One-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars, and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483, beliefrepattering.com. Assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. BeliefRepattering.com.
Hello?
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? With Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us, 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
Hi, and welcome back. My guest on today's show is Brenda Holden. Our topic is Lighten Up, and we're encouraging you to call in with your stories of turning the energy around, or if you're feeling stuck, we're happy to help you turn that around and suggest some practical ways that you can do that. You can reach us on 866-472-5792 if you're listening to us live. And if you're listening to us on the archives, please do drop an email to info@beliefrepatterning.com. That's info at belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, repatterning.com. If you want to drop a note to Brenda specifically, she's Brenda H, B-R-E-N-D-A-H, at BeliefRepatterning.com, or myself, Suze, S-U-Z-E, at BeliefRepatterning.com, or if you're in the States, S-U-Z-E. It's the one that starts zebra, anyway, that letter. We always have fun with that because people can't spell my name sometimes in the States. The Canadian accent gets in the way. So some of the things that you spoke about, the issues that came up, or the things that were just, you know, holding people back, were things like feeling like quitting, non-acceptance of themselves, using the weight to push people away, wanting people to love them for who they were at their essence, not how they looked physically on the outer side, avoidance, those kinds of things. And they're all kind of ick stuff. One of the things I want to talk about just really briefly is the quitting and losing words, because none of us want to be labeled a quitter or a loser, and yet we, you know, say we want to lose weight and we want to quit overeating, and bang, our little subconscious mind labels us a quitter and a loser, and then we go into that spiral again.
Mm, absolutely.
So do you have any suggestions for people who find themselves using those kinds of words?
Well, I guess the big word we came up and had our discussion in the circle and did some belief repatterning clearing in the group about was the word try. And we really, because that word itself suggests you're not going to succeed. And we really got into identifying things in our language that were words that we were going to choose other words to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it was it took the circle in a really interesting in an interesting way. And the thing that we ended up clearing were some guilt things, because we realized by using words like try and quit and this never works, what we were doing was setting ourselves up for it to be okay to be guilty.
Uh-huh.
And for it to be okay that it wasn't working. And out of that came this have a bigger picture and have a realistic picture. So one of the ladies said, you know, I'm not getting on the scale every day. I'm quite happy getting on the scale every 2 weeks, because my goal, I know I'm not going to get there to where I want to be for a year. I'm holding it for the year, and progress towards that is a baby step. It's not.
And checking in 52 times or every 2 weeks, 26 times with yourself instead of 15 times a day, which then allows the reinforcing of the negative.
Exactly. And that's what one of the girls said. Well, I'm getting on the scale 3 times a day. And we said, well, how's that working for you?
Mm. It's really frustrating.
Okay.
I get down. I get depressed. Yeah.
So the perspective of there being somebody who was happy with every 2 weeks and somebody that was happy with once a week really gave them something different to look at.
Mm-hmm. I want to do some encouragement here of listeners to jot down a couple of phrases. And these are in a hierarchical place. So it's a new model that I've been playing with, and Brenda and I had talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and we like playing with it. We hear ourselves saying things like, I have to, or I've got to. I have to lose weight, or I've got to lose weight. And that place is really the low place. That's the beating up on yourself place, the non-accepting, the victim, all of those kinds of things. The forcing, I don't know about you, but when I have to or got to do something, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it immediately brings out the rebel in me.
Yeah, it's like, I am not going to do that. And that was one of the topics that came up, wasn't it, from your group about that, eating to rebel. Like, you know, you can control other things in my life, but you can't control what I put in my mouth. Watch me. You know,
I'm going to go have a chocolate bar.
Yeah. And nobody can stop me. I'm an adult. I have a charge card. Boof. Okay. So we encourage people to move through a process. And I guess the next process, if you hear yourself saying things like, I need to or I'm trying to, you've really moved up to out of that victim place. You're still kind of in a negative charge because it's a forcing kind of thing. You're not in flow.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear yourself saying, I need to lose weight, or I'm trying to lose weight, you know, Yoda and one of my favorite philosophers, Yoda, from Star Wars says, you know, there's do and not do. There is no try.
Absolutely.
And so, but that's a better place to be than having to and got to.
Yeah.
And so then the next stage of that would be I want to. And that's where you're really in a place of conscious personal choice. I want to do this. This is important to me. I'm choosing to do this. And so if you hear yourself saying, I got to lose weight, you may want to just shift the energy by saying, I'm choosing to. One of the practical tidbits I often suggest to my clients is when they're saying, oh, I can't eat this, say, I'm choosing to eat this. I'm choosing to have this kind of a lunch. I'm choosing to have what's healthy for me, as opposed to, oh, I'm on a diet and I can't, or I've got to eat this way. Because when you're choosing to, all of a sudden, there's a sense of empowerment that starts to happen.
Well, and I worked with a client the other night who is not a part of our circle, but is working on the same issue. And she was finding that she was gaining, although she was doing all the things that were lost things. And it came right down to everything that we repatterned had to do with her choosing to look at it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And choosing to look at the whole issue of the physical container and how she chose to treat that container differently.
Well, and you said all of the things around loss. Well, nobody wants to have loss.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people say, I want to lose this much weight, I don't know about you, Brenda, but when something's lost, the first thing I want to go do is find it.
Yeah.
It's like, no. And so we talk about things like releasing the weight and gaining what? Gaining flexibility, gaining strength, gaining health, gaining mobility, gaining athletic ability, gaining a higher golf score, whatever those gains are.
And those are the gains that are that big picture I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That if you get clear on what the gains are, the releasing and the choices you make are choices for what you're looking to gain.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you the freedom to get to that.
Right. And finding out the gains, you know, I have a couple of techniques that I use for myself that really help keep me in that lighter place and keep me on track. And it's my first thing in the morning and last thing in the evening habit. The first thing I do in the morning, we all know that the first thing that we think, well, maybe we don't. Most of us that work in belief repatterning know, anyway, that the first thing we think about in the morning sets the stage for our day. So if we wake up going, oh, no, I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got to do this, no. And so if we go back to that list of moving from having to and got to need to try to want to, the next place is the get to place. I get to go do this. And better than that would be I'm doing this, and the next stage is I am this. I know this about me. And so one of the things that I do is I get up in the morning and I go, I get to go for a walk. It's a beautiful morning. And I go out on a walk and I create my day of all the things that I get to do that day. Not the things I have to do, not the things I've got to do, but the things I get to do that I'm choosing to do, that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing them in the context of the bigger picture of my life, the bigger vision of my life.
Well, and that's what I do on my drive to work in the morning. I've got this glorious 15-minute drive down the mountain highway that I get to be grateful for where I am and create my day. And we've just started doing with the new employee I've got, and I phoned the girls at work. I said, you're in trouble. The boss has been at a workshop. I've been here an hour and my life has changed. And we work as a team, so I went in and started, and I said, one of the things that we need to do at work is an energetic check-in like that and create our day when we get to work.
Can I suggest you shift that up from one of the things we need to do at work to one of the things we're doing?
We're doing. And we are.
Because I know you are.
Yes, we are.
It's old language,
and
isn't
it's
it?
It's absolutely old language. Thank you for catching me.
No worries. That's the process. Our language just sits there and it keeps creating for us, and we're not even aware of it. I mean, here's Brenda, who's incredibly aware, spiritually enlightened and focused, and we still... You know, it's in my language, too, so there's no point in beating ourselves up about it. It's just an is, and let's move on. So I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's great. Thank you.
But it was a great point you just made.
So what we're doing is finding ways we can check in. You know, how are we physically? How are we mentally? How are we emotionally? How are we, I missed one. It doesn't matter. How are we at this point in time so we can be centered and create a day from that place that's really us.
Mm-hmm. Who we really are.
Who we really are and what the day we want to create is. And it's really interesting when that's what you've given the energy to, because the day is lighter and those things that were on the have to, must, etc. list, they somehow get done.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they get done with that degree of lightness that doesn't make them the chore that they are when they are a have to, want to,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the, hey, you know, I get to do this and I get to do this way. So it's kind of neat to know that you get to go into work and choose a way that works for you in 2 to 3 minutes. It was really the important part for us, that gets you centered, and then take another 2 to 3 minutes to create what you want your day to be like.
Mm-hmm. And I can hear the collective monkeys amongst the listeners going, well, that's fine if you've got a great boss like Brenda, but my boss, blah, 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 right? And the monkeys start going about why you can't. And I think it's just, you know, turning that focus on how, why you can and what you can do, and looking for the visible evidence. And that leads me to the practical thing I do last thing at night, which is when I go to sleep at night, I lie there and I've disciplined my mind to say, okay, so... where did I create the things that I'm looking for in my life? What's the visible evidence of those things happening today? And where did I make choices that were supportive of what I want to do and how I want to lighten up in my life, whether that be physically, emotionally, spiritually, or in my work or in my relationships? How did I do today? And if those little monkeys come in and start saying, well, you didn't do so well then, rather than push them aside, I have a light conversation with them and say, thank you for reminding me. We will be right back after this break. I'm speaking with Brenda Holden. Our topic is Lighten Up, and we'd love to hear from you. Please give us a shout on 866-472-5792. You're listening to What Do You Want Instead? I'm Suze Casey. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. One-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483. BeliefRepattering.com. Assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. BeliefRepattering.com. Achieve exceptional levels of health and fitness through integrating the very best in fitness, nutrition, and healing. Tune into Total Fitness with fitness, nutrition, and healing coaches Catherine Kerrigan and James Williams. Each week, get inspired to exercise, eat and rest in harmony with your body's needs, and take advantage of effective natural healing methods with in-depth cutting-edge information and advice. Get fit, get healthy, get motivated, and get real with Total Fitness, broadcasting every Friday at 7 a.m. on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? With Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us, 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? My guest is Brenda Holden, and we're talking about lightening up. And you're listening to us on healthvoiceamerica.com or archived at www.beliefrepatterning.com. Brenda, we've been all over the map talking about releasing things and doing a little bit of talking about belief repatterning. We encouraged people to call in, but we didn't have anybody call in. So since you're on the line...
I'm on the line.
Are you open to playing?
Absolutely. Full bore.
Well, that's one of the things I really value about you, Brenda, is that you're always open to play and open to explore and open to grow and learn, even when it's a little challenging or difficult. And so it's one of the things that I noticed about you when I first met you and that I truly value in you as a colleague and a friend.
Thank you.
Is your willingness to just go for it. And I'll never forget the first time I did a repatterning session with you and your eyes just like flew open. You went, holy smoke, that was fast. So for folks that are listening, this is a very quick process, or can be a very quick process, of moving your mind, changing the belief, letting go of an old pattern. And so you found yourself this morning, Brenda, an old physical pattern that you thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and one of the things that with lightening up, with the outward thing, is when I pick up an old pattern, one of the first things that appears in my life is clutter.
Uh-huh.
And one of my ways of sometimes dealing with that clutter is, okay, well, we'll just hide it.
Yeah, throw a blanket over it.
Yeah, exactly. Or
shove it in the cupboard.
My aunt's first piece of advice to me was, dear, if you've got company coming, you haven't had time to do the dishes, put them in the oven.
Uh-huh.
So now when I go to her house, the first thing I do is look in the oven, and we all laugh.
Uh-huh.
Then
they invented dishwashers.
Yeah, well, you have to unload those too, right?
That's right, exactly.
So what I found myself doing was dusting, and I'm dusting away, and I realized that all I was doing was moving stuff around, whereas totally cleaning the thing off, dusting the table, dusting stuff and putting it back on might have been a more effective choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, how is this moving stuff around? Oh, yes, I'm moving stuff around all over the place.
Uh-huh.
This has got to have something to do with this lightening up process.
Right, just shifting it from one place to the other. And it's that being aware of what you're doing and realizing that that is an outward manifestation of what's going on in your mind. And like you, I can always tell when things aren't great when I walk into my kitchen and go, holy smokes, what happened in here? I mean, I live alone, so it's not like somebody else was in messing it up. Mm-hmm. Or I walk into my bedroom and there's things all over the place, or my desk is all a clutter. And so it's that being aware of it, and, you know, feng shui practices would have you tidy that mindfully, and you can do that, but we can also do some repatterning with that. So let's see what's coming up for you now. Because you've been using the technique for quite some time, Brenda, you've cleared a whole bunch of stuff around it already.
Mm-hmm.
Just by focusing on it, the mind will jump into the forgiveness, permission, choice, freedom, affirmation, surrender cycle. But let's just see where we're at. I'm just going to muscle test for you and see where we're coming up. And I'm just using a list for listeners. I'm just using a list, alphabetical listing of things that tend to be limiting. So, and so while I'm doing this, Bren, what kinds of things were you noticing?
A real tightness in my throat.
Okay.
Something going on in my sinuses.
Okay. So you're noticing some physical stuff?
I'm noticing some physical stuff. I'm also noticing the way, my reaction to the way I set up sitting here at the desk to do this morning. And I would not normally line everything up, but everything in front of me except for this one little pile on the left, which has nothing to do with what we're doing. So I've taken the periphery and left it as it was, but what's immediately in my vision to do with what I'm doing, it's all sitting here in these interesting little straight lines.
Oh, isn't that
square?
Well, the word that's coming up as the resistance word is running away.
Okay.
So I'm not going to ask you to own that because it's not who you really are, but mm-hmm. Do you recognize that behavior of running away?
Yeah. I'm not recognizing how I would be choosing to do that at the moment.
So but maybe just the picking up and moving things around and sort of chasing things around, running away from.
Yes.
The dealing with the decision making around that clutter, just kind of avoiding.
Yeah, there, you got it.
Okay.
The dealing with the decision making around the clutter.
So what's the opposite of that?
Freedom to let go.
Okay, is it freedom to let go? Yeah, is it more than that? I'm getting yes, it's more than that. Now, I want you to observe again what you told our audience about what you noticed about what you did, how you set yourself up this morning. What did you do? You said you'd put things in a little tidy row, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word that I muscle tested that came up for you as the opposite of running around is staying centered.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's something here as well about rigidity, because these little square piles are driving me nuts as the other would.
So do you have a belief that if you're in that kind of organized format and centered on things, that there's a rigidity about it? I'm getting a yes. Does that fit?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I can see that.
Let's just go with this. We've got about 4 minutes till we close, so we're going to just whip through the process really quickly. And I'm just going to give you a couple of statements. It's coming up that you've processed part of it along the way already, but so that our listeners get a sense of this, I'm going to just start at the beginning. So
super.
I forgive myself for believing that running away works. It doesn't.
I forgive myself for believing that running away works. It doesn't.
Okay, breathe it in. Let it go. I forgive myself for believing I don't know the difference between things being rigid and being centered.
I forgive myself for believing I don't know the difference between things being rigid and things being centered.
Okay, breathe it in. I forgive myself for believing I don't know the difference between running away and freedom.
I forgive myself for believing I don't know the difference between
Running away
and freedom.
And for those of you who are listening, what's happening is Brenda's doing great big yawns, and it's not because she's bored, it's because the energy is moving. Okay, I give myself permission to stay centered and be free.
I give myself permission to be centered and stay free.
Okay, breathe it in. Let it go. Forgiveness, permission, we're at choice. I know how it feels to run away, and I know how it feels to stay centered, and I choose to stay centered.
I know what it feels like to run away. I know what it feels like to stay centered, and I choose to stay centered.
I'm free to be centered in a fluid way.
I am free to be centered in a fluid and flowing way.
Good job, Ed. Thanks for adding that in. Okay, and what she's doing is just adding in what makes sense to her. Now, we're at forgiveness, permission, choice, freedom, affirmation, surrender. I am a woman who is centered, fluid, and flowing. I know that about me.
I am a woman who is centered, fluid, and flowing. I know that about me.
Okay, is that clear? Yes, it is. And for people who were listening, that was really speedy because it was a deep level clearing, but Brenda's really worked through this process a lot. If you're interested in finding out more about how you can use belief repatterning to lighten up any area of your life, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, relationship, career, money, abundance, any of those things, we'd love to hear from you. And you can contact us by sending an email to info@beliefrepatterning.com or to suze@beliefrepatterning.com to get a hold of me, Suze Casey, or to brendah@beliefrepatterning.com to get a hold of Brenda. Brenda, we've got a couple of minutes before we close. Can you share anything from that experience?
I'm still yawning.
You're still yawning and processing it through. Absolutely.
Yeah, and what I'm finding is when I clear this quickly,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the processing takes longer than it used to take for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall back, though, to one of the first things I said to you about belief repatterning, and that was that 3 hours of belief repatterning cleared and moved more stuff for me than a year's worth of traditional counseling had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, it's a very gentle way for me and a very powerful way for me to hold the positive.
And you've seen with the clients that you've worked with, as I have, the empowerment that comes from it. And I would suspect that you're going to have a bit of a day now where you're going to find yourself you know, putting things, getting things centered and doing things like cleaning out a drawer or pulling things out of a closet that are, you know, that you've been pushing aside or running away from, or maybe making some of those phone calls that have been cluttering up your mind and your desk that you've been running away from, because you've now decided to be centered and realizing that that doesn't mean rigid.
Yes.
Which is, you know, I mean, I know that centered is something that you really focus on, but you had a little edge on that, that meant you lost your freedom and got rigid about it.
Uh-huh.
You want to stay in flow and be fluid and
spontaneous.
And also be centered.
Yeah.
And you're learning how to do that in a really delightful way. So, yeah. So, last thoughts on lightening up for the people who've been listening in.
Try and find the fun in everything.
Mm-hmm. Make a list of the things that are fun, that do lighten you up when you're in a good space. Mm-hmm. Put it someplace where you can find it, so when you feel yourself going into the other place, you can grab onto it so that you can think about it.
Yeah. So I'm putting a rose right now in a rose bowl in the center of the store, so that when I'm feeling out of center, whether it's because of an overabundance of wonderfulness or because of ick, I can walk over and in 30 seconds take a smell of that rose and pull myself back to center.
That's right. So make an association that works. You talked about having a color that you associated with a dream, so that whenever you'd see that color, your dream would subconsciously pop into your mind. There's lots of things that we can share with you. We'd love to chat with you more, but our time is up for this week. You've been listening to What Do You Want Instead? My guest has been Brenda Holden, purveyor of light in the Invermere area in the Columbia Valley of beautiful British Columbia. Thank you for joining us, Brenda.
Thank you, and I invite everybody to come and physically join us here.
Give us a shout. We look forward to hearing from you. Have a wonderful and prosperous and abundant week filled with many blessings. I'm Suze Casey. It's been a joy spending my hour with you. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining What Do You Want Instead? Next Thursday, Suze Casey will be back with more thought-provoking discussions to support you in creating conversations of possibilities. Continue honoring and in yourself. To contact Suze, beliefrepattering.com.